In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado health officials are alerting the public about potential exposures to measles in Broomfield and Westminster after confirming a new case. The case is in an Adams County resident, and it's the second at Broomfield High School. Neither of the students had received the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. The state has now reported 3 measles cases this year. It recorded 36 last year after outbreaks around the country. 2025 was a bad drought year in the West. That's according to the Western Water Assessment at CU Boulder, a group that studies extreme weather and water risks in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. Researchers found nearly two-thirds of the region was in drought last year, driven by below-average precipitation and record heat. The parched conditions have led to dwindling water supplies, especially in the Colorado River Basin, says report author Seth Arnes.
It ended up being a very low year for Colorado River stream flow. I believe it was somewhere around 50% of average during 2025.
Drought led to water restrictions and helped fuel one of Colorado's largest wildfires, the Lee Fire. Two transportation projects in northern New Mexico will see a total of more than $4.6 million in federal funding. City of Raton will use more than half of that toward planning for the proposed Ports to Plains Interstate Corridor. That project is aimed at potentially connecting Interstate 27 in Texas to I-25 in Raton. Additionally, another $2 million will go to pavement repairs at Raton Municipal Airport. Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.